Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back at Exotica Miami 2022. And I have the pleasure, after dark, to have King Hef sitting next to me. He is someone that I adore. I appreciate our friendship throughout the years, and I'm so excited to be here. See you in person. It's been 3 years.
I know.
I love seeing you in person. I feel like one thing I love about you, Hef, is that you really are a unique person in your own thing. You've just been so powerful in your own body that you exude safety, security for women and like myself. Of just meeting you when I first met you years ago,
yeah.
I just was drawn to you. You have something very electric in you, and I'm a big energy person. And through the pandemic and everything, you were one person that always checked on me, who always sends me words of affirmation and just the daily reminders. So I appreciate you and your friendship, and I appreciate you taking the time from your booth to come in here and talk to Private Talk.
Yes. You know what? I appreciate you having me here, right? And I feel the same as you. Like, the first time we met, well, I think the first time we met, you saw me smacking someone's ass, and you made
a
comment.
That's the thing, is it's so, yes. Yeah.
And then I was like, one day we're going to know each other. I said
sure.
That in my head and spoke it to the universe.
Hey, manifesting. I'm big into manifestation. Amen. And here we are. We've known, I don't even know how many years to put on it that we've known each other, but I feel like at least six, maybe five or six, because I feel like, it feels like a safe number.
Yeah.
So you've been doing the Miami show for quite some time. You came here last year.
Yes.
Came back again. What is at your booth, and how are you feeling about the show since the world is opening back up again?
Well, I teach seminars here, and so I teach sensual BDSM seminars. So I started off just doing teaching people how to properly hand spank her ass, right? And so now it's sort of expanded into like negotiation of play scene beforehand, which is really important, and also how to the heart space connection. So really dealing into the spirituality, deep vibration connected part of BDSM.
Do you feel like you had to kind of educate people because there wasn't a feel like people doing that? Did you feel like any people that, because you like that kind of play yourself, did you feel like there was a lot of unsafe situations going on?
Yes.
So how did your seminars come about? Did you just be with through friends that you were like, hey, I see a place for this and this needs to happen? And for me, again, communication is everything. Education is great.
Well, my good friend, Tyomi, when I first started becoming a dominant, and I told her about a couple of my sessions I had, and she was like, well, I'm going to be in charge of the seminar stuff at Exotica. She said, you should teach that at Exotica. I was like, really? I said, you think people want to know that? She said, listen. She said, I just got my ass spanked, and it was wrong. It hurt. I was like, oh, okay.
For sure.
Yeah,
for me, I think it's funny because, like, I obviously have a big ass, surprise, surprise, Private Talk, but I only like to be spanked when the dick is inside of me. But even with that, it's still, if you don't do it right, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
So I've had the things, because it's so big that people get so excited, they're just like attacking it. And I'm like, yeah, no, that hurts.
Yeah.
And then it's like an education. I'm like, you know, you could do it a lot more if you just did this. Because it's, again, but people don't talk about it. People, you know, they see things in the movies. And me, myself, I was an adult entertainment star. But we're professionals. Know, and they just see what you see on TV or this phone or whatever thing you have now, and they try to emulate it when it's not in case the point. So it's like you gotta take a step back, you gotta crawl before you walk.
Yes, right. That's right.
My ass is like to be spanked, but if you spanking my ass wrong, I don't want your five finger marks on my ass, because
because especially with a woman like myself, I got to go shoot content. Yeah. Now you're losing me money. Yeah. And it don't feel good.
It doesn't look good to have a bruise on the ass, right?
No.
You know, but...
So what advice would you give, in a short thing, I know you give seminars, but yes, some of our listeners out there, how could you tell a man how to, what's the right way to smack an ass? Without leaving bruises, with her wanting more, what is your way?
Start soft and increase, and don't be too excited, right? You don't have, the ass is not there for you to kill it. The ass is there for you to provide a level of pleasurable pain that she'll enjoy, or they'll enjoy, let me just say that someone enjoy being spanked. And that's all, you just take your time and like rub on it, like make love to the ass with your hand, right?
Make love to the booty.
Yes, with your hand.
Ooh, my favorite one, I always say, it's like you're going to smack, but up.
Yes.
Because like, you're not going to leave your hands and be like, whoosh.
Right. Like, it's never that. It's...
Not this.
Yes.
Or a little...
Yeah, and definitely a little rub.
Finesse. You got to finesse the booty.
And also, while you're spanking it, stop and rub it. You want to provide care doing it, right? And also, rub your nails on it, right?
I feel like, let's talk about this. I feel like you probably have those thoughts too, is because were you heavily into the BDSM world prior to that? It was just something, a kink of yourself? Because those are kind of rules, like in your, you know, that world, people do those things because you're, A, it's pleasure and pain. It's not one or the other.
That's
and
right.
So it's like, you know, is that kind of how BDSM were you into before you started doing seminars? To be educated enough to talk about giving advice?
Well, pretty much. Really the best, like one of my mentors told me, the best way to teach is something that you are learning, you're passionate about. So if you're really passionate about making cakes, you can really tell someone how to make a cake.
No pun intended.
Right? No pun intended, right?
So the Texas cakes, you know?
I heard them Texas cakes are good.
Ooh, everything's bigger in Texas, baby.
I've experienced a lot of things in Texas, but never no cakes.
I love it. I love it. So how long were you in the BDSM world? Were you doing like parties? Were you doing like, you have your sexy women crew.
I do.
That they all call you daddy.
Yes,
and
they
that's
do.
I love it.
They love calling me
and
daddy.
I love that you would always bring your girls and support what I was doing when I used to dance. That's what I like too. But it's about, what I love about the community is the safe space. The people that it's like being honest about what you guys like, because we all love sex. We
that's
all
right.
love
that's right.
beautiful
that's right.
women, beautiful men,
yep.
beautiful, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's like, how did you get that community?
Well, pretty much, like, so the ladies, the beautiful ladies you normally see me, those are my honey bunnies. They work for me at my booth. So other than doing essential BDSM seminars, I also have sexual enhancement products. So I made a sexual supplement vitamin for women called Pink Helps back in 2010. It's all natural, and I made one for men too called Black Helps. So they're vending those products at my table along with.
So are they making you women wetter and guys harder?
Definitely. But the most important thing, it allows you to be more relaxed and focused, so you can be focused on pleasure in all types.
Like a mushroom sex pill?
Yep.
Sounds great.
All that.
I need these pills. How come I've never had these?
I don't. You'd be scared. I don't know. You'd be running away.
Running away. That's funny. What is your favorite thing about Exotica? Yes, you come here and you educate,
yes.
You do all those things, but what about these types of conventions really like brings the community to you together?
I really just like seeing people celebrate their own individuality, right? Through like cosplay, like fetish play, like people may dress up as a puppy or a cat, or someone might have a horse or a Cookie Monster. Like I like seeing people just come in and just being like, you know what?
Be themselves.
Yeah, like I'm different outside, but in here, I'm Cookie Monster.
I like that. If you could go back and tell your younger self some advice, what would you give it to?
Oh, be fully honest. Stop telling little lies.
How long did it take you to get to that realization?
Until 2010. Okay. So from the time I became an adult to 2010, I was still going through the same cycles, getting the same reflections, the same type of women, same type of relationships, same type of results. Didn't know how to love myself, right? Everyone else saw greatness in me, but I couldn't see it, right? And what I had to learn how to do was love myself, trust myself, And then I discovered my life was being ran by the 8-year-old little me. So I had to kick his ass and get him out of here.
Isn't that crazy how things work? It's because you operate from a form of, like, that's just life.
Yeah.
Things happen to everybody, you do whatever. But for me, I will say, it's you never want to be like, oh, you have, like, the little kid, or what do they call it, the child, what is it? Fuck, you were just saying, like, the little, well, you have, like, childhood trauma.
Yes,
or those, like, where you're, like, the inner me. I forget the actual word right now. I'm just going in my head. But when it goes all back to that. It's because that's when we learned or stopped learning programs that weren't either serving for us or because we were surviving.
That's right.
Or we were doing those things.
That's right.
And all the trauma is, like, holds you into your body. And until you release those things, unfortunately, and you can be successful, you can do whatever, but it's your personal success.
Yes.
I think that comes out. Yep. I think that that's also one reason why we kind of resonated with each other is I feel like, maybe now knowing that you are on a path ahead of mine and going through and saying the same kind of things and very positive, like, space of being like, hey, I see this in you, whatever. But sometimes you don't believe that in yourself until you actually do the work.
That's
and you have to get there yourself
to
be able to be as successful and be in your higher power.
That's right.
I feel like it's crazy for me. I'm one of those people that it's like, oh, I hate those, like, sayings when you hear when you're younger and, like, whatever. But it's really true. It's like until you do your inner work, the inner child work, that's what it is. I found it, inner child work.
And really it's about just because you get that, you have to work on it daily. Like, it's like working out. Like, you have to work on it daily till it becomes a habit, right? And then because what happened is you'll work on it, and then you slack off a little bit, and then the same thing that you were healing from, something comes up again. Universe reminds you, it's like, hey, I'm here. I'm right here.
That's what we call it when my embodiment coach, she tells it. It's like when you're triggered by something, it's because you're looking in a mirror and you haven't fully dealt with it yourself.
Yep, that's
it's either a test or a lesson to see if it, A, still bothers you or if you've worked through that to get to the other side.
Yes.
So for me, it's like that was, I think, the most influential thing for me to hear those things is because being in this sex industry, you know what I mean, you hear a lot of things about you from blame and shame and all these things where it was like, those were never my idealisms, but they start to take over what that is because you hear it all the time.
You're
surrounded in bad, you know, situations that until you can really free yourself from those closed-minded opinions of whoever else, what
that's
that is, and whatever works for you is free-flowing for you will always be for you.
Yep.
So I feel like it's a lot of growth. But I think it took me a long time to get to that point myself.
Me too.
As an adult.
Yeah.
To really be vulnerable enough to, like, share that with other people and also do it in a powerful way where it's a learning lesson. Like, I still don't have an ego anymore.
No.
And there's no time for an ego,
Because the ego is really the thing that holds you back.
It's your defense mechanism.
It does.
You know what I mean?
Does.
And that's really
that's
what
right.
it was.
That's right. And a lot of people out here, especially men, operate in their ego space a lot, right? And also I had to learn that whatever was something when Elf was going through, it wasn't about me.
Yeah.
So if someone else chooses to do something, that's on you. It had nothing to do with me.
It's a powerful lesson.
And I'm okay with that, right? Whether it was in relationships and stuff like that, like, stop going through people's phone, right?
Yeah.
Whatever they do. Like my grandma said, if you're looking for something, you're going to find it.
You're going to find it. So what would you give sort of some tips for men? Because I feel like people in the society itself, when men are open about their feelings and with their experiences, they look bad upon it. But for me, I think that that's the negative side. I think that what are the helpful tools that you could give some men out there advice that have been maybe in your same situation that have gotten to you where you are to loving yourself first, to being open space for people to be open with you?
Don't be afraid to find somebody who you can be vulnerable with. Right. If it's just one person who you can be fully honest with. Right. That and let women know your intentions up front. OK,
it's a big one.
It's going to save you a lot of trouble. What we're taught to, how we relate normally is, oh, Alexis, you're so beautiful. I just want to take you out. Mm-hmm. What I really want to do is I really want to have sex with you. Real shit.
Yeah.
That's what I really want to do. However, I feel that I have to go through all the damn routines. You personally may really want to have sex. But because I take away your opportunity to choose, this shit gets fucked up out here. So the thing is, just be honest for once and tell a woman your intentions. If you want to date her for real, say, listen, I really want to date you. That's my intention, straight up. If you want to have sex, just let them know. Sometimes they're with it, and if they're not, it's okay, right? And number two, keep your hands off women. Stop, unless you ask for consent, stop grabbing or touching on women. Like, just ask them first. A closed mouth don't get fed. Right? if you want to see, if you see Alexis Texas out here, you don't just be like, come in, right?
I'll smack a motherfucker. Yes.
This is what you do. You say, Alexis, you are so beautiful. May I please touch your arm?
No.
Oh, wow. Shut me down.
You can. I thought you were talking about something.
Oh, no, I was showing them an example.
I know. But yes. You also have the example of when someone says no, then it doesn't become like, okay,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, like.
It's like, all right, yeah. Have a great day,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yes. Like, take care of yourself. Because maybe the next time I see you, you be like, you know what? I would like my arm to be touched.
For sure. Safety. Comfort.
Yes.
The long game. I think so many people nowadays is because the instant gratification of cell phones, so much to look at being stimulated. I think that people sometimes... Yeah. For me, I use an example. It's like people don't do that R&B slow love anymore.
No.
It's like, hey, you like me? No? Yeah. Okay, fuck you. Yeah. No. You know what I mean? Like, so for me, it's like you got to put a little finesse, just like the spanking.
That's right.
You got to finesse it.
You got to take your time. Like, I tell people, I play the Tiger Woods at the Masters game. I'm Tiger Woods. Y'all are Top Golf.
Okay.
Right? Y'all going in for the putt-putt. I don't want it that quick.
I like it.
Some things, just like when you cook, like when you want to cook a meal, take your time. It's not a microwave. You take your time, put ingredients in it, let it simmer for 20 minutes, and then it's going to come out tasting great. Like, take your time. And the same thing in relationships. And if you see something you want or you like, play the long game.
For sure.
It's okay.
Do you have any fetishes? I know spanking is seminar.
I have a fishnet. I have a serious fishnet and lace. And sexy panty fetish. I don't like granny panties.
Okay.
I don't like those.
Okay.
All right. Boy shorts, not so much.
Okay.
But sexy panties, lace, and fishnets, and also have a fetish for little women.
Like, what size little women? Like, is that the correct term that we say? Is that what it is? Like, or is there two different?
So I would say like 4'6" and
have
below.
Have you been with a little woman?
Technically, no.
What does technically mean? She's only sucked your dick?
No, with the little paw hands. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Is that what you like? Is it big and small, the contrast?
It's just something about it.
Okay.
It's just something about but.
Like the taboo-ness?
So, but just like I have standards on my regular women, I have standards for the little women who attract me, right? So, and that's okay. I know what I like and what I don't like, but I'm going to make a manifest one day.
So you being in this, you know, this industry, these seminars, what is your dating life like right now? Are you single dating? Are you someone who dates multiple people at one time? How does that work?
Well, I've been in an 11-year open relationship, me and my primary. So we're going strong, and like we have an open relationship. So I'm very honest with her about if I see someone I'm interested in, you know, it depends on what my intention is. But I always let her know about them and about my feelings.
Does she have to approve what you're like, what is going on, or she just has to be let know knowledge of?
No, knowledge of.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not an approval process.
Because sometimes women get, you know, either intimidated or have some kind of other feelings.
Yes.
And also just rules in your relationship.
Yeah. Now, that we do have rules, but the thing is, if for her, now if she met them out, we were by somewhere, and she doesn't feel it's a good fit for her, energetically, she'd tell me, she'd be like, not that one.
Okay.
Like, I don't.
Yeah. And you trust her opinion because you know that she's not jealous and she's a whatever, so it's just going to fit for
I mean, because it really takes a strong woman.
A very confident woman.
A very confident woman to deal with a man like me. I'm around sexy women. I'm around sex. I talk sex all the time. I'm a professional dom. Like, you know, it's just around me. So,
with that being said, sorry to interrupt, cut you off, but I'm intrigued because you say this because you have rules. You say that there's not whatever.
Yes.
Is it for both of you, or is it because say you're a professional dom?
Yeah.
Are you still, with that being said, I would think that maybe you wouldn't want your women to be with another man.
Oh no, that doesn't bother me.
No.
Once again, like I believe that I can't provide everything she needs, just like she can't provide everything I need, right? So it just can't be me doing my thing and her. You better sit at home. Don't talk to nobody. Be free. Like, enjoy yourself. Like, we talk about it. Like, she goes on dates and stuff like that, goes to the movies. I have no problem with that. The only problem I have is if the person is not respectful of our relationship.
Okay.
Or if you do something hurting that, me and you got a problem.
Yeah.
Right? But other than that.
So what is your number one rule in your relationship for you guys to be as long as you guys have for 11 years?
Oh, no lies.
No lies.
Yeah.
Honesty, no lies. I love it. All right, we're going to play my favorite game, Truth with Texas.
Oh.
I got some questions for you.
I'm ready for those.
We're going to get to know a little bit more about you.
Oh.
All right, normally on Private Talk, we do a game called Truth with Texas. We have four cards. Each ace is a different type of suited question, romantic, spicy, kinky, and naughty.
All right.
So we're going to go through a list of questions. You're going to tell Miss Texas a little bit more about you. Do you have sex on the first date?
Yes.
Have you ever had a crush on a teacher?
No.
You thought long about that.
Yeah, I thought, I had to think about it.
Body part you're most proud of? Your dick, you can say it if you want. I don't know. Is that a man's trick?
My hands.
Your hands?
Yes.
Okay. Ever had sex on a beach?
Yes.
What would be the perfect date night for you?
Somewhere outside. Like, okay. I like to sit outside and eat, have a nice romantic dinner outside. Like some good music playing, go for a walk in nature, and then, you know, sayonara.
And then you smack that ass, make it.
Yeah, if it progresses to that point, right? Sometimes it does. One of my mottos is I expect the unexpected, so I don't. Whatever happens,
expectations are, you know, it's a killer sometimes.
Listen.
Do you like sexting?
I do.
Are you a sexual novelist? Are you sending sexting and voice notes to these people?
Yes.
Are you making these panties wet that you like so much?
Definitely. Yeah.
Do you have a panty drawer since you have this fetish that, like, for new guests?
I like thongs, I like G-strings.
But do you have, like, a panty drawer, like, so when people come over, or, like, do you gift panties to, like, the women that you're going on these dates with, or since you have such a fetish into...
So the women who I involve myself with, I always buy them panties.
Okay. That's, you're like, don't buy any panties, I got you.
Yes.
Dumbest thing that you've ever done to get somebody's attention? You shake your head no. King Hef, what is it? Tell Private Talk. We want to know all about it here at After Dark.
I was running and I tripped on purpose. Stupid. And I hurt myself.
Yeah, how bad you hurt yourself?
Yeah. But that was dumb.
Favorite song or music you like to have sex to?
Oh man.
Do you have like a go-to?
I like slow jams, right? And Prince, Scandalous.
Okay. Foreplay or sex?
Both of them.
You gotta have one. You can't be greedy, Hef.
I'm sorry. All right, foreplay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, kinky questions. This, I feel like, is your forte. You're like, let's talk about it. You're like, you get a little more.
I'm shy and innocent, ma'am. I don't know what you talk about.
Favorite time of day to have sex? Anytime?
Anytime.
I'm like, I feel like, you know, bondage, yes or no?
It depends, but yes.
Pants on? Depends on?
Pants on?
What does it depend on?
Oh,
like, you're the one who's being the bondage person? I'm like, I know not a lot about bondage.
I mean... like wrist or something like that, but certain things, no. Certain things are hard limit. So
what is a hard no for you?
Oh, just in general.
In general.
Oh, scat. No scat play.
No scat
I don't
play.
Want none of that.
None of that.
I don't like the smell of it.
No.
Nothing.
Do you like being spanked?
I do.
You do.
That's why I know how to spank ass so good.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's a good story behind that too.
I'd love to hear it.
You want to hear it now?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so here's the Cliff's Notes version. We're going to bridge for your show. So years ago when I was in the Army and I was in Germany, you know, they have legal prostitution houses there. So this beautiful dom, she was on the 7th floor, and I would always see her, and she'd be like, you, come here. I'd be like. So one day, years down the road, I was just like, you know what? I'm going out with some of my friends. I'm going to stop by and see her. I made a decision to see her. And I waited, and she was, when I came out the door, she was just finishing up. And I saw her, I was like, I'm ready. She was like, come on in. And she put me on a horse, a spanking bench, and she took my pants down, and she spanked my ass, and my dick got hard. I was like,
ooh.
Oh. I was like,
and that had never happened to you?
Never.
So it was like almost like a popping of a cherry moment.
I didn't know that because my mom used to whip my ass all the time.
Yeah.
So I didn't, but I never knew.
Associated the two.
Yeah.
So after that, you were hooked.
Oh, I was like, whenever I get that, I love it.
So how do you find women that like can smack your ass? You're giving them the seminar before they smack your ass?
Well, it's someone who I have to feel comfortable with, okay. Right? Now, I just don't let anyone spank my ass, right? Not anybody, because what are you doing? Don't touch me, right?
Does it only have to be bare ass?
No.
Okay.
No. But it could be, though.
But it could be.
If that's what they want, I'll put my pants down right there. Fuck!
You got those big booty back there?
I got.
You got cheeks?
I got just the right amount.
I love it. That's so funny. But it's crazy, because it's like, again, that goes back to, like, some people are intimidated to try certain things because they're just automatically like, I'm not going to like it, or that's not for me. But you took, you know, you whatever happened to you that day, you were like, you know what, fuck it.
I'm going to try
it. I'm going to do it, and you liked it. And that's the thing that's cool, is because what if you never would have said yes?
I know.
Then you would have been all these years without having that fulfillment for you. Because it's a different type of, I'm sure, heart. I don't have a dick, but I'm like, as far as, like, for me, certain things stimulate my pussy differently. Certain things where it's, like, sometimes people could just talk to me and I'm wet. Some people, it's just, like, be watching something, you know, certain things. Sometimes food. I went to a 16-course sushi dinner, like, a month ago, still wet over it. So it's different enjoyment levels. So how do you go from there? Like, were you, like, trying to find other things? Or how do you limit your, like, do you have limits?
I do.
Okay.
I do. So, you know, I stick to my limits and my boundaries, and if there's something I want to try new, I'll be vocal with it, and I'll find someone who I trust. Like, there's one thing I really like to do. I'm not going to reveal that on camera, but it's about finding the right person who I trust enough to do it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To give you that pleasure. Dirty talk, yes or no? Dirty talk. Do you like it?
Yes, I do.
Hitachi or dildo? Who are you bringing into the bedroom if you had a toy to choose? Or do you even use sex toys?
I do. I have this finger clit sucker.
Oh, like the suction thing?
Yes.
Okay.
But I like for them to be right here. I'm behind them, and I'm reaching over with their legs spread.
Oh.
But they can't close their legs or come without my permission.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You like to be demanding.
Well, I mean,
you gotta say, they'll be like, Daddy, can I come?
Yep. Nope. I'll be like, nope, not yet. I don't think you're ready.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly?
No, I'm like, nope, I don't. I think you're playing me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're not
How
really
long
ready.
Is a session with King Hef? Are you like, depends on the situation?
I mean, it depends. It could be 90 minutes. It could be 2 hours. It could be 3 hours. I don't know.
You cock blocked a friend.
What?
Have you ever cock blocked a friend?
Oh, yes. No, my younger years. Not as I got older, I was like, that's stupid.
True.
Like,
have you ever been too drunk to stay awake for sex?
Yes.
Did you regret it?
I was drunk. I woke up outside like, why am I here? And then woke up again in my bed like,
how did I get here?
I don't know.
All right, spicy question. What's the craziest place you've ever had sex? Are you part of the Mile High Club?
Not
you
yet.
Say you like to be outside doors things, or are you like, you know, people who like to leave? Like,
I like the idea I might get caught. One of the craziest places is we were having lunch in a P.F. Chang's one day, and one of my lovers came to have lunch with us, and so I whispered in her ear, we had done eating, I was like, meet me in the bathroom, and she met me in the bathroom.
And you didn't get caught?
And we fucked in the bathroom.
And you didn't get caught?
No.
Good
it was
man.
People who came in the bathroom.
But I heard what was going on.
It was dope.
I like it.
Yeah.
I only had bathroom sex when I was in college. Mm. It was fun, though. Because, again, it's the adrenaline thing of, like, are we going to get kicked out? I really don't care if I ever come back here. I just don't want to go to jail. Yeah. But it happened.
No.
Things happen. All right, last set of questions. Naughty questions. Lube or spit?
Lube.
Do you want your women to spit or swallow?
I prefer swallow, but maybe they make if they spit it back on me and then sucked it off, I would like that.
Hey. Ever paid for sex?
Yes.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Why?
I just wasn't into it.
Why didn't you just stop?
I don't know.
I have this question with men all the time. I think it's crazy. I didn't even think men fit game, but it happened.
But after I, like, I told her I had an inner orgasm, and I was like, oh, I'm done.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Inner orgasms?
Okay, it is.
Okay, let's hear about this, and then we're going to...
All right, so basically, so people here now, you may have heard of, like, semen retention, right? That's a thing. So basically what it is instead of you focusing on the ejaculation, you just focus on the feeling. And you focus on the feeling, and it's like you're almost holding your pee muscles. Whatever,
yeah, Kegel or whatever.
Yeah, Kegels for men. So it's like you're just. It's just.
In my mind, I think of it like when you like have to pee really bad, and you hold it so much, and then when you actually do it, it's just like the.
And so it's like when you finally start the orgasm, it's like small waves crashing, and you'll feel it's like.
I've been missing out, Private Talk. I don't know about this.
You know.
Inner orgasms. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Kinghead, please let Private Talk After Dark. Let us know where we can find you, support you, all of those things.
All right, so you can find me on Instagram, DaddyHef_, Twitter, Daddy_Hef. You can also follow my product pages, Pink Hefs and Black Hefs, on Instagram, and I would say Facebook, but Instagram and Twitter.
All right, Private Talk After Dark, thank you so much for being here with us at Miami Exotica 2022. Go and follow this man. He is amazing. I hope you enjoyed our interview. Until next time.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.